Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam Panionovich follows sports and sports wagering. He's on another phone line. Hi, Sam.
King John, I have some beef with you.
What's the matter?
You said you've eaten 1,000 dilly bars in your life earlier, right?
No, I was medium vanilla cones dipped in chocolate.
Oh, you said 1,000, though, right?
About 1,000.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on that. I did the math. That comes out to 1.38 a month over your life, and I'm going to go over there. I think that's a low number at 1,000.
Whenever we go to Dairy Queen, somebody gets a Blizzard, somebody gets a dilly bar. I have probably, since I was 12, purchased exclusively medium vanilla cones dipped in chocolate. It's one of my favorite
things. If you really think about it, though, but if you went back, though, because you know, if you do the average on all these numbers, and you know the numbers are my life now, you probably had more than 1.38 a month when you were 12 years old and 13 years old and 14 years old.
Well, I will also say this. I had less disposable cash back then, where now I'm like, hey, I've got $3. I could get a medium vanilla cone anytime I want. I could just walk down there and get one right now.
I heard it early this morning, and I thought, you know, that number seems like it's a lot, but when you really think about it, it's really not.
What is the sports wagering world up to? You told me the other day that in addition to someday betting on sports again, can you or can you not bet on elections?
Wild stuff out of West Virginia. Go figure. You cannot bet legally on election betting in the United States. And we've talked about this on your show for months now. You can do it in the United Kingdom. You can do it in Canada. You can do it in other countries and other places of the world. You can bet on American elections. West Virginia rolled out this bet 2 days ago on April 7th. They rolled out this bet courtesy of FanDuel. FanDuel operates in a handful of states. And in their West Virginia market, they actually put on their website odds for the U.S. presidential election. And they put Donald Trump as a slight favorite, minus 110, so 110 wins you 100. Joe Biden was second, plus 125, 100 wins 125. And then Andrew Cuomo, at that point, was 22-1. And FanDuel put out this huge release, how they're going to be the first company to take legal bets, and it's a groundbreaking moment for American wagering. And then 30 minutes later, FanDuel pulled it off their website. Turns out, they didn't check with the government. And the government, the West Virginia governor's office, is like, wait a minute, you're doing what? You can't bet on politics in West Virginia. It's been illegal since 1858. So it was legal for all of 20 minutes, and then it was taken down as FanDuel now tries to navigate the law. Very, very interesting stuff.
So at least that's a snapshot into what betting money was on the election. And what was the date on that?
April 7th. So 2 days ago, they tried to put it up, and you've read through some of the statements now. Quote, while the markets were approved, the West Virginia Lottery has asked FanDuel to refrain from offering the markets until they have time to fully work through the implications of this new market offering. So, whoops!
It's funny because I just saw on CNN a little while ago a poll. Since Joe Biden is now the prohibitive nominee, they have Trump versus Biden now, and the one on CNN was 50. The margin was about 7 or 8 points between the two of them. Was it like 53, 46, or 47? And it was in favor of Joe Biden. But I think that will change every day up until the election based on the economy, the last coronavirus press conference. I mean, things seem so fluid right now. I would be hesitant to bet on anybody.
Well, if you're following the polls, and if you follow the polls in 2016, Donald Trump didn't have a shot. So, I mean, the polls are skewed. We don't need to get into politics, in my politics, your politics for that matter, but the polls are going to be skewed against Trump no matter what. They were skewed in 16, they're skewed now. He's still the betting favorite, but again, a lot can change, either good or bad, with this race. We still have until November of 2020. But no, I mean, he's going to be down in most polls, but there's more money so far on him to be reelected in 2020. But like I said, long way to go. And essentially, the bookmakers right now are saying it's essentially a coin flip between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Well, one's based on polling and maybe some political pundits. The other one is based on money. So which one do you take? The polling right now says one thing, and the people that for a moment were willing to pay money on it were saying something else. There's nothing else to bet on right now, right, Sam?
Just table tennis and horse racing.
Yeah, they really do. What was it? Somebody did place a bet on table tennis in, is it Taiwan where they're playing? And made
they're
money,
right?
They're
playing all over the place. And I keep getting, you know, because I analyze sports betting markets and people love to hit me up for my basketball and football opinions. I'm getting phone calls now, and you know how this is. We're bored. It's lockdown. We can't go anywhere. And the phone rings, and it's somebody I haven't talked to in like 4 years. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what they have to say. Hey, who do you like in the table tennis match? I'm like, you guys are sick. I don't know anything about these players. I don't watch table tennis, and I'm certainly not going to bet on it. But, hey, how about this? You can bet on what the word of the year will be at Webster's in 2020. What do you think the favorite is right now?
Yeah, well, I got to bet. But, I mean, Webster's is running a wagering thing?
No, one of these offshore markets is putting up odds, and these are odds to be the Merriam-Webster Word of the Year in 2020. COVID-19 is the favorite.
Oh, well, see, I was going to see that's it. Are you going to bust me then? Because I was going to say coronavirus.
Well, coronavirus is second, and then social distancing is third. I think social distancing is actually an interesting one. A couple other list names, self-quarantine, yeah. Pandemic.
Pandemic.
Work from home.
Yeah.
Isolation. Yeah. Zoom.
So those are the COVID-19 bet things you showed me earlier. And COVID-19 is in first place. Coronavirus is in second. Social distancing is in third, according to people that put their money where their mouth is. By the way, Kevin Powell, a colleague of yours and mine here at WGN Radio, we hear him do sports with Ro Khan in the afternoon, is on another phone line. Would you get Sam back for me? Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jen?
Good. I heard you and Ro and the gang talking the other day about the sports that you're missing, right?
A little bit, yeah. You know, I actually haven't missed sports as much as I thought I was going into all this whole quarantine, but I don't know. I think Twitter's definitely more fun without it. I think people are getting more creative, but I don't think I can watch any more replays of sports. It's like an endless stream. It was fun at first, and I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm done with the replays.
My son sent me a text two nights ago. Bob Gibson's on the mound for the Cardinals. This is so much fun. It was 1970. But I get your point that after a while we're so anxious for real athletes doing real things in real time that I actually think there will be a market for NBA players hooked up via satellite playing a game of horse.
Yeah, we're going to see that in the Bulls' very own Zach LaVine's going to be a part of it. I just don't know if Zach LaVine bounces one off the backboard and throws down a 360 dunk, what everybody else is going to do.
Yeah,
so if he really wants to, I think he could win that pretty easily.
No dunking in the contest, but I get your point. I like and he's pretty good. He's got a good stroke, although I still think if I could pick anybody from the NBA, I'd pick Steph Curry for that thing. He's
no
well
doubt. Just about before every game, he's shooting full-length three-pointers from the other end of the court. So, yeah, I think it's something to watch. I think people just want to see live competition. Dana White from the UFC is actually getting fighters to an island off California, and they're actually going to host a match in a couple of weeks. So I think people just want live sports.
By the way, Kevin, as a veteran in broadcasting, I just wanted to let you know that it's probably not ever a good idea for you to say you don't miss sports that much as a sportscaster.
Shocked and amazed to hear that, but because – like, you've already watched Tiger King, right? You must be getting, by the way, is everybody about 8:10 at night having their Netflix shut down or reboot in the middle of a show?
No, I haven't.
That's been happening to us a lot lately. Right into prime time, somewhere between 8 and 10 o'clock, our whole thing, my internet starts to run badly, too. So when I heard Kevin and the guys talking about the sports that we're not seeing now, right? Wimbledon canceled. The Masters canceled. Kentucky Derby may be postponed, to say nothing of our major leagues here and the NCAA basketball tournament. When they come back, I'm guessing the 4th of July. Here's my fantasy day. You ready for this, Kev?
Let's hear it.
Indy 500 starts at 10 a.m. local. Cubs and Sox both open at home for 11 a.m. first pitches. The Blackhawks are in game one of the great COVID-19 hockey tournament as they play for the PPE Cup. That'll start at 3 o'clock. Then the day I'm just clicking between baseball games, West Coast, East Coast, United States, Central. Little League games will be on TV, even though it's not the Little League World Series yet. And they will be playing on that first day, the first round of the NCAA Summer Basketball Invitational Tournament, featuring the top 32 teams in the country, including Butler. Then at 7 o'clock, the Lakers take on somebody in round one of the NBA playoffs. 10 o'clock, it's pro bowling. At midnight, it's marble racing. That's my day. How about that?
That's a great day. That's a great day. I sort of bunch mine into fall sports. I don't know why. I think because it's not realistic. But if everything does get played out and played to what it was rescheduled to, which is in the second half of the year in the fall, I mean, we're going to have a crazy sports schedule. I kind of was uninspired putting this list together when it came to the NHL and the NBA, just because where the Bulls are at. And, like, who knows, in the NHL anything could happen. But I went with, you know, college game day to start. It's my in the fall. There's nothing better than a Saturday morning waking up, throwing on college game day, getting ready for the full slate of games. Then you got a little Indy 500 for some background noise, more college football. I just put baseball on all day, just kind of bouncing between Cubs and Sox, ideally both of them in the hunt for the postseason.
Got it.
The Masters, which is supposed to be played later on in the year as well.
Well, they are going to play they are going to do the Masters?
They have it rescheduled, for November.
Okay. So, good.
Yeah. Augusta's actually a winter. The course shuts down in the summer, so it's actually a winter course. And then I mixed in some NFL Sunday. I was just kind of thinking a full weekend of sports. There's nothing better than an NFL Sunday. Cap it off with some Sunday Night Football, maybe a Bears in primetime, and then maybe some sort of West Coast sporting event for a late Sunday, early morning situation. But I'm just thinking a lot of football. I know you're an NBA guy, but I when you asked me about this, I just immediately was drawn to football.
Sam Panionovich, what's your fantasy first day when sports are back?
I think it's July 1st, but if you want to be patriotic, you can go to July 4th. But, I mean, some of the things Kevin said are very true. I mean, UFC is going with, like, a fight island. They're going to fight on an island. PGA is moving dates up. NBA is trying to come back. Major League Baseball is talking about everybody going to Arizona, potentially. NHL might play in North Dakota. So we could be, you know, ready to rock, ready to roll by end of June, early July for your sports world. And the one league that you know will play, because you know these owners don't give a damn about anything but money, is the NFL. Like, there's a reason. I mean, every league is like, well, I don't know. And the NFL is like, nah, dog, we're coming back, because all we want to do is make money.
Well,
I mean, they don't care about your politics. They care about nothing but making money and being alive. And the NFL will certainly be back.
But if you're the NFL, like, why wouldn't you just stick to the schedule you have? You know? I mean, like, why wouldn't you, one, go ahead with the draft in a couple of weeks? You can just do it virtually. You might as well move forward with it. And then why would you all of a sudden now, it's April, say that you're already making plans to change the schedule? Just keep it what it is and then alter the plans if you need to down the road.
Well, the NFL has the luxury, too, of being able to not have to make any hard decisions right now, where baseball already has. And the NBA and NHL are obviously already in the throes of this thing. All right. Sam, thanks for your thoughts on wagering. Kevin, thanks for your thoughts on whatever those were. And you guys stay well and visit with us again sometime soon, okay?
You got it. See you.
Thanks, Jen.
Sam Panionovich, Kevin Powell, not watching sports.